Welcome inside our weekly locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. It's the final one of the 2021 portion of this high school basketball season. Johnny came back with you, and I am being joined to start the show by Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West girls. Donovan West off to a great start this year, 4-0 on the campaign. Friday, a 57-8 win over Oskaloosa, and then Tuesday, a 59-36 beatdown of rival Troy. So, Coach, two more really good wins for your girls. Just overall, just what have been your thoughts here in these last couple?
Well, we've done some good things, no question about that. I mean, we've seen some things that that we've doing well, but more probably things that we're not doing well. Credit to Troy last night. I thought they played really hard and did a lot of good things against us and competed, and so our hat goes off to them. But we got to be coached better, and we got to do some things better. This year, you know, we're not 10, 11, 12 deep, so. We kind of got to learn how to play without fouling and do some things better on that side of the basketball. But we're a work in progress, and hopefully we're getting better. But this week, the rest of this week, we got to get coached up and get ourselves ready to go for Friday.
Yeah, so does that make this Friday maybe something you look forward to a little more, knowing you are going to get tested by a really good Valley Heights team that just had a solid win over Frankfort on Tuesday? Does that maybe make this game mean a little bit more, just for the simple fact you know that you're finally going to get a really good test here on Friday?
It does. I mean, I've said all year long that this is the good part about our team is we're very competitive. Our girls are competitors, and we're going to compete like crazy. This season – Valley Heights got us pretty good in the league tournament last year. I think they beat us by 10 and really kind of controlled the game from start to finish. But we didn't get to play them in the regular season because of COVID. So we played them in the league tournament only. But so the girls have kind of been looking forward to this one and want to get out there and see where we're at and compete against a really good team. And we've been kind of looking forward to it.
And then we'll take the holiday break after a game on Monday against Valley Falls. So you'll have six games underneath your belt here as we head into the holiday break. You've played four so far. How would you just describe things so far from your girls? Because I know you had some girls in different pieces, some girls maybe get some varsity time now that didn't quite have a ton last year. So how would you just describe things so far through the first four games?
Well, we're a work in progress, no question about it. We're nowhere near where we need to be or where we want to be. And that's a good thing too. You know, our success the last three or four years has got our program to the level that our expectations are high. And with not only through the coaching staff, but also through the players. And that's when you know your program is getting to where you want to be. The kids last night were really disappointed in the way they played against Troy. But like I say, you know, when you're playing your county rival and Troy played, I thought they did a really good job and did some good things. So it's a deal where we're not where we want to be, but we're going to work to get there. And we're competitors, and we'll go out and compete on Friday, and it'll be a good test. I know we Riverside played us close there at the end, and Troy competed with us. But we need that game. We need to see where we're at against Valley Heights. We need to get things going a little bit, and the kids are looking forward to it, and we'll see where we're at.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck on Friday against Valley Heights, also Valley Falls on Monday. Thank you for taking the time so much. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your holidays.
Same thing. Same to you, Johnny. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West girls, joining us on our locker room chats. Brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag here on KNZA.